As I was saying, we have about 90% of the cotton acreage in Alabama is not irrigated. And however, it only takes a few years, like 2006 and 2007, to get us really interested in irrigation. This is my first experience as a soil fertility specialist. This is my first experience in dealing with irrigation. And like a lot of Alabama farmers, when you deal with irrigation the first time, and in Alabama it's supplemental irrigation, we don't go quite into the detail and the technology that Jeff has just told us about. But before I get really started, I want to give you a little overview of the old rotation. Any of you that know me know that this is one of my pet projects. I've been working on the old rotation for 23 years since I came to Auburn, and it has become one of my passions, really, and I've learned this old 112-year-old experiment can teach us a lot. To give you a little background, in the late 1800s, the economy of the Southeast was totally dependent on cotton, very little industry. In Alabama alone, we had over 4 million acres of cotton and about that same many acres of corn. I'm told you could travel from Montgomery, Alabama to Atlanta, Georgia on the train in the late 1800s and see nothing but fields of cotton and corn, not even a tree except in the creek bottoms and around the homesteads. So and also in the late 1800s, there was a depression with the price of cotton, rock bottom, and the land was washing away. No conservation practices at all. It was unheard of. It was slash and burn agriculture. But a young professor at the Alabama Agricultural and Mechanical College at that time in Auburn had a novel idea. He made a profound statement that I think, you know, if they had paid attention to him, agriculture would be different today. He said that Alabama agriculture will come into its own when her fields are green in winter. It's taken us 110 years to realize Professor J.F. Duggar's dreams. But to demonstrate his dreams, he started an experiment there, which was on the outside of the campus of the college at that time, and now it's almost in the center of campus, called the Old Rotation. We call it the Old Rotation. He didn't call it that. We call it the Old Rotation today. But it consists of 13 plots of 1 acre of land, and in 1988, this experiment was put on the National Register of Historical Places, and the historical marker says the oldest continuous cotton experiment in the U.S. Today, we know that it is indeed the oldest cotton experiment in the world. And it was the first experiment to demonstrate the benefits of utilizing nitrogen-restoring legumes, that is, keeping the fields green in winter, in a cotton production system. I don't know what Professor Duggar's original objectives were. We can imagine that they were to look at crop rotations to improve yields, to look at winter legumes to improve yields. But today we use the old rotation primarily as a field laboratory for sustainable agriculture. It's on the junction of the Piedmont Plateau and the Gulf Coastal Plain region. The soil at the site is classified as a packalet, fine sandy loam, which is again happy dulse, low activity clays, any of y'all in here yesterday, low CEC, about 3. This picture was taken this profile a few feet away from the old rotation. That's actually a Marvin sandy loam, but it's very similar to the soil on the site of the old rotation. As I said, it consists of 13 plots, and back in 1896, there was no such thing as agricultural statistics. Keep that in mind. I have a hard time convincing editors of that fact, you know, that if you want long-term research, you have to accept what they gave you 110 years ago. But over the years, there have been changes, and today we do have some replications. They're basically two rotation systems, cotton every year and then the rotations. The cotton every year consists of no nitrogen and no legume. Winter legumes only. The sustainable ag people really like that, and I can show you some good data on just using winter legumes, and with the high price of nitrogen, that's important today. And then in the mid-50s, when fertilizers really started being used, they put in a treatment using 120 pounds of nitrogen per acre per year, the fertilized pot. More conventional, what most of our farmers are doing. Then the rotations include corn with only winter legumes, no fertilizer nitrogen, corn with winter legumes plus 120 pounds of nitrogen, and then the three-year rotation, which is cotton, corn, soybeans with winter legumes between the cotton and corn, and winter wheat between the soybeans, and the soybeans are double crop with winter wheat. In 2003, with the help of the USDA Soil Dynamics Lab, Dr. Wayne Reeves, some of you remember Dr. Reeves, he's at Watkinsville, Georgia now, and Dr. Larry Curtis, who is now retired with our Biosystems Engineering Department, we were able to install irrigation on half of the old rotation. Those plots are almost 140 feet long, so we could take 70 feet of them and irrigate it. And today is what I'd like to share with you, the results of these 4 years of irrigation. Five years of irrigation experience that we've had on the old rotation. These pictures were taken this past summer, the worst drought in over 50 years in central Alabama and Georgia, the Carolinas as well. So we have some very dramatic results this year. But you can see each plot is individually irrigated with risers that can be removed to harvest the cotton. There are 8 risers per plot, and we can control the irrigation on each plot. Unfortunately, I'm not very skilled at scheduling irrigation. So what we've done basically up to now is kind of generally use evapotranspiration to supplement natural rainfall and estimate water needs. In 2003 through 2006, we were putting on around 10 to 15 inches of water a year, a season, on the cotton and the corn. This past year, 2007, we put on about 25 inches of irrigation, supplemental water. In fact, it was more than supplemental. It was about all the water the corn received. This picture here was taken in the end of June, and this is the, you see the irrigated half, the non-irrigated half. The cotton was planted on May 17th. It never came up on some plots. The corn, and you can see the corn in the background, the irrigated corn, the non-irrigated corn. The non-irrigated corn eventually didn't make anything. We made about 190, 200 bushels on the irrigated corn. Some of the plots, eventually in the late June, we got a little rain. About an inch of rain fell in late June. And surprisingly, after the seeds remained in the soil for over 6 weeks, they came up. And some of these plots on the right-hand side here actually made some cotton. We picked it around the 1st of December. This cotton matured in mid-October when it was supposed to. A little background on what we've seen in 112 years of managing the old rotation. This slide shows the year-to-year yields on the no nitrogen, no legume plots. That's the dark dots. And then using only legume nitrogen. Non-irrigated. These are all non-irrigated yields. And you can see on the no-nitrogen plots, fairly consistent, low yields. We take off about as much nitrogen on the no-nitrogen, no-legume plots as we get from rainfall, non-semiotic nitrogen fixation. And, of course, this is the nitrogen supplied only by the winter legume, which in the last 15 years has been crimson clover. We use a variety called AU Robin, which is a very early maturing crimson clover, and it works very well. And you can see we've produced, and is Glenn Harris in here? No, he's not. I wish he was. If you were here yesterday, Glenn is in Georgia. We have an ongoing battle because of over several differences, and he jokes about our low cotton yields in Alabama. Of course, 90% non-irrigated, but when we get the water, we can make cheap cotton. And that right there, folks, is cheap cotton using only legume nitrogen, almost 4 bales per acre. Going to the rotations, the dark dots here are the 120 pounds of nitrogen per acre as a farmer would apply. And you see that where we use the rotations, in general, the yields are a little better, and they're getting better as we go along. In 1997, the whole test was switched from conventional tillage to high residue management conservation tillage with only strip till, subsoiling is the only tillage that's done in the plots. Since 1997, we've had produced record yields of all the crops produced on the old rotation, but I'm just showing you the cotton yields today. And again, when we have a good year, we can produce some very good non-irrigated cotton yields, and that happens to be with the two-year rotation plus nitrogen plus a winter legume. Some work, again, by Dr. Wayne Reeves several years ago showed that when you include a winter legume, not only does it increase your yields, it increases your yield potential, therefore requiring extra nitrogen. But it is producing our best overall yields over the years. Now, to kind of summarize the irrigation, that's what I came here to do anyway. These are the average over the 5 years that since we've installed irrigation, the irrigation versus non-irrigation. And I did not put the LSDs up here because I would have been very embarrassed if Wayne had seen my LSDs by year for around 350 to 400 pounds of lint per acre. But remember, these are averages over no nitrogen versus the in fact, in 2007, the no nitrogen produced zero yield. The 120 pounds of nitrogen per acre produced zero yield. And I'll show you why in just a few minutes. The non-irrigated, but the irrigated plots did quite well. So most significant differences in 3 of the 5 years, barely significant in 2004, and highly significant in 2007. And that's easily explained strictly by rainfall. Why we saw differences in irrigation, and you can see just from this slide here, the rainfall can vary tremendously in our part of the world. On the average, we get about this much rain a year, 50 to 60 inches. This year, we got about this much, about 30 inches in Auburn. So, and just looking at July is normally our wettest month of the year, and even this year, we got pretty good, about 4 inches of rain in July. But look at May and June and August with 2 weeks of 100 plus temperatures, but the cotton came up, the non-irrigated cotton came up with this July rainfall. And but back in 2003, extremely wet year, well over 60 inches of rain per year, and 2004 was not a dry year either. So the yields can be explained very easily by looking at rainfall. Fortunately, the location of the old rotation is a well-drained soil. These are the average of the 4 years where we did not see a highly significant difference. And just to point out the differences in the treatments, and you can see here the irrigated, the non-irrigated, there was really no difference looking at the best yielding plot. The corn rotation with legume plus 120 pounds of nitrogen, 1,420 average. That's a 4 year average yield. That's why I wish Glenn Harris was here. I wanted him to see that. That's pretty good. Irrigated, but not irrigated, we did even better. You know, numerically, there's no significant differences there compared to, say, the no nitrogen. And this is another thing to look at. Look at the no nitrogen, no legume, legume only. Over 2 bales of cotton, just using the legume average, 4 year average. That's cheap cotton, really cheap cotton. Adding the extra nitrogen does produce significant differences. We'll have to look at the economics of those. But what I really want to show you are the 2007 yields. Notice there was no yield at all on the non-irrigated plots with no nitrogen, no legume, and no yield where we had 120 pounds of nitrogen per acre, continuous over many years. Have any idea what caused that? Now, these plots, these did not come up until July. They were harvested late, but we did get some some reasonable yields there, especially on the corn rotation with the legume. These plots here are very low in soil organic matter because of the lack of rotation, no organic matter that's put in. The other thing I wanted to point out, especially to Glenn Harris, and I'm sorry he didn't come, was this yield right here. An all-time record yield for the old rotation, and pretty much a pretty darn good yield for even folks in Georgia. So, and that was produced with irrigation on the old rotation, plots that have had cotton on them for 112 years. The reason we got those zero yields is because of this graft right here, which came from the old rotation. We're dealing on those plots that had zero non-irrigated yields, such low organic matter, crusting, cotton never could emerge on those. Where we have higher organic matter on those plots, you do have better soil structure and a higher yield potential. And this is one of those long-term things that you can only get from long-term experiments. So one of the things I wanted to point out that we did observe this year on the old rotation that we've never seen before is this problem right here. And we talked a lot about it yesterday. All these plots receive 60 pounds of potash per acre per year and have for since the 1950s. But we observed potash deficiency, and those pictures there came from that plot that produced 1,940 pounds of lint per acre, which confirms Wayne and others that we talked yesterday that high yields induce potash deficiency. But I am not getting upset over potash deficiency. We see it every year on some of our long-term fertility plots. We didn't see it on the lower yielding plots, but I am really pleased to, I think if our farmers would be pleased to get 1,940 pounds of lint and have a little potash deficiency out there. So then in summary, we see that over the 5 years that cotton yields have been increased 1 year out of five, averaging 22% due to irrigation. Corn, which I didn't show you, responded every year with a 47% yield increase due to irrigation, and soybeans every year with a 44% yield increase. Just want to thank those that have contributed to the old rotation, the Cotton Commission, the Wheat and Feed Grain Commission in Alabama. Dr. Kip Balcom is in the room. He's with USDA, works with us. I think he's in the room. And a lot of other folks over the years have helped to maintain this experiment. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. You do a round over break, won't you?
Yep.